All right, episode 27? Six? Seven? Seven of the Sports Blizzard. This is Quimby coming back at you again this week, back from again a nice little stint in Costa Rica and actually down in Fort Lauderdale getting everything ready for the schedule release today, which, as we all know, has now been publicly confirmed. The Eagles will be playing the Miami Dolphins on December 1st. That is a great, great date for the game. That's Thanksgiving weekend. Thanksgiving falls late this year. Don't have to worry about taking Friday off. You motherfuckers already have it off.
Yeah.
Real quick, before I introduce the panel, and we're one short right now, but he's on his way. The Sports Blizzard is brought to you by our good friends at Miller Lite. If you are drinking beer, you are drinking Miller Lite. Stateside vodka, premium distilled vodka, right here in beautiful Fishtown section of Philadelphia. Bucks County Baseball Company. Check out their website, buckscountybaseballco.com. Their website's bigger than their store, which is almost an impossibility. Our good friend at Mike McVay at David Dodge Chrysler Jeep. Yes, that is Mike McVay at David Dodge Chrysler Jeep. Remember that. Check him out for anything you need vehicle-wise. Of course, all of our friends at the Cavanaugh's Restaurants Riverdeck, which will be open again in 2 weeks. Excellent. That is good. Yeah.
Let's do a remote from there.
We will do a remote from there. He doesn't have a fucking choice. Headhouse right off of South Street, 2nd and South. Rittenhouse between 18th and 19th on Sansom Street. Our good friend Paul working the basement bar over there. And, of course, Diaz and I, our old stomping ground in University City. The Cavanaugh's at 39th and Sansom. Please go up and patronize Brian Pavlicek and his establishment up there. Do not forget about the beautiful ladies of Delilah's. Woo, fly like an eagle. They are literally in viewing range of our studio, and we might be going there later, just so you know. Of course, you wore the worst fucking outfit possible to go to Delilah's this time around, but that's okay.
What are you wearing? Is my mic even on?
Yes, it's on. You just
turn my
headphones
up. I can't hear anything. Please.
Is that your headphone?
He's got his own headset, so we have those aftermarket things. They don't really work that well.
Does it work?
I think we're good now.
Okay, good. Don't interrupt during the sponsors. And, of course, our friends in Manayunk at the bottom of Erector Street, number 2, Bourbon Blue, the river deck is open. Again, their river deck balcony, not the river deck that we're talking about earlier. And our good friends up at the top of the hill, the Bayou and Cactus, friends of the program, all three of them, for a very long time. Friends of the program since 1999. That would be 20 years that somebody has put up with me. And, of course, the Manayunk Sport and Social Club, the most social of all intramural sports leagues here in the city. And, of course, our good friend Ken Davies and all of the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and Market East. To my immediate right, taking care of the show for a good 3 months while I was not here, Mr. Valivas. Rob, how are you, sir?
Fantastic. Where's Mike Diaz? He's not here again?
No, can't make it.
Shocker.
We're going to be pushing. We're going to flip the shows to different days and push it back a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, we were trying to do this one before yours. So we're Diaz will be back. Don't worry. Diaz is busy, and Diaz has been doing very, very well for the Green Legion.
Oh, stop kissing his ass. He hasn't been here for 3 months, right, Hollis?
No, he hasn't.
Thank you. Hollis has got me.
Okay, like I said, I'm going to start muting people real quick.
I'm not going to interrupt you, sir. don't mute me.
And, of course, to my far right, the Tank.
Good evening. How you guys doing?
All right, Hollis, how about yourself?
You know, you guys going backwards and forth, it brought something to mind from 1860.
Really?
Yeah.
Cracking the whip or what?
No, it was actually
what the fuck are you talking about? Is this part of useless knowledge?
Yeah, it's useless knowledge. We
got to make a chart. Dude.
No, because it's like it was like when you guys were bickering and shit. You know, the two guys fought in a tavern in 1860. It's Tom Sayer of England, and it was another guy. It was John Hanna of America. Yeah,
exactly. Was it a duel?
No, it wasn't a duel. It was a brutal fight. They was kicking each other's ass for 2 hours and 37 minutes until the police stepped in. Guess what they was fighting over? The title to a book that they wrote. And they still didn't get the title of the book that day.
I just don't know where he gets it, bro.
It's
he likes to read. He writes things down.
I told you, I write. I was like, that was like.
I thought you watched TV all the time.
I watch documentaries too, but I do a lot of reading.
All right.
I just you know.
Yeah, like keep it going. It's not just a pretty face.
Yes, it's just something up here. This is actually another useless knowledge point. In 1999, on the clock at around this time, the Cleveland Browns selected who?
Vinny Testaverde?
Tim Couch.
Tim Couch.
And then who came second?
Oh, God, Donovan McNabb.
And who booed him?
Oh, the Dirty 30. By the way, WIP, you are welcome for my 17 seasons of making up for the fucking shit you pulled in 1999. That's okay. No worries, everybody. Hey, so we're going to talk Phillies. We're going to talk Sixers. We're going to talk Eagles. We're going to talk draft, definitely. I'm not completely prepared for the draft, but I know you are.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to head off that segment. And we'll talk about useless Flyers knowledge real quick, even though the season is over. One thing that has been great to see is the Penguins getting ousted in four straight last night.
Who else got ousted?
Tampa.
Tampa.
The two top teams.
Yep.
Is that the first time that happened in history?
I don't know, but that it was great so to bad. See. Four.
You know what it also reminded me of? Another useless fact. Who ousted the number one seed in basketball? It was on number eight seed.
Oh, the Sixers. Nuggets. Oh, the Sixers Nuggets. Against the Bulls.
Dikembe on the ground crying.
They had Sean Kemp and Gary Payton.
Oh.
And they was number one seed in the West.
I thought you were pulling a Philadelphia
knowledge. No, the Philadelphia knowledge one.
What was that? Was that 7-2?
It was 81.
No. When the Sixers beat the Bulls because Derrick Rose blew out his knee.
That was.
I don't know what that was.
It's open.
7 to 10 years ago. I'll have to look that up.
But if you wanted Philly knowledge from today, 1970, I want to say 76, the greatest National League comeback ever. A guy had to walk home because of it. You know what it was? What was it?
Philly's coming back over the Pirates.
Yep. Guess score was 12-1, okay. and the announcer said, "If the Phillies come back and win, I'll walk from here to Philly."
And he did it for charity.
He did it for charity. But but when you look at it, guess who hit four consecutive home runs a game? Michael Jack Schmidt.
And here we go. Hollis getting off topic already tonight.
It's fine. Baseball.
I'm fucking with you. Useless Flyers knowledge, number one.
Yes.
Checking into the Westin Hotel in Fort Lauderdale on North Fort Lauderdale Beach Boulevard to site inspect. And who is behind us? Your former Flyers coach, Dave Hakstol.
Oh.
And I turned around to him and I'm like, Dave, be glad you're out of that fucking mess.
Did he say anything?
Oh, yeah. It was an engaging conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't bother to ask him while I was checking into the Westin, you cheap prick. What were you going to say, Rob?
No, what else did he say? What else was the conversation?
Oh, we were just talking. I said, do you have any leads right now? He goes, you know, not so much while the postseason is still going on. But and then I wanted to say, yeah, well, the Flyers decided to hire their coach already. What do you think about this cat?
He was with the Rangers. He didn't do anything.
Well, he won a Stanley Cup with the Rangers, didn't he?
No.
He took two teams
to the finals. He took the Sharks to the finals, and I think he took the Canadiens to the finals like over 15 years ago. Yeah. He didn't do dick with the Rangers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
is it a breath of fresh air from hiring within?
Well, yeah, but here's the thing.
And not going to the college ranks and pull some Yahoo.
From North Dakota State. North Dakota
Here's
State.
There are two problems. Number one, Paul Holmgren's still there, so we're still fucked.
Got a job for life.
And I need talent. What's up, baby?
You all right?
Pop's walking in, always looking dapper. No sunglasses today.
I left him in the car. All
right, he took the Canucks and the Rangers to the finals.
Okay.
9 100-point seasons.
Who's listening?
This is Chris Sack. Chris, I think we have the phone's working again, so we're going to have you call in here in a little bit. But,
yeah, cool.
If they don't work, I'll turn ours on.
Yeah. Well,
mine, sorry.
Yeah. Mayan.
Thank you for correcting me.
Yep, no worries.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What do you think of it, Coach?
I don't know. I seriously can tell you this year, and as a result of the decline in the Flyers' performance over the last few years, until you break this thing down and drain the swamp, I've got nothing for them.
You see it with the volume 43.
He's going to go to 44.
Are we on 44 yet?
I thought we should wait until after the playoffs to go to volume 44.
Volume 44, yeah.
Even though we're not in the playoffs, we should wait.
Are they going to have some sad-ass commercial like they do in the Super Bowl? Everybody's undefeated again tomorrow.
And the Flyers are going to win the cup.
Woo! And who told me, was you last week, that their last game of the season, their fans gave them a standing ovation?
Yeah. Along with their backup goalie of four games is suing the Flyers for emotional damage.
And 30% and 30% ticket price raise.
And 30% ticket raise.
Yeah.
Across the board?
Across the board, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys suck. You guys are fucking horrible, man.
They got to pay for all those renovations they're doing.
Well, yeah. Well, that stadium is going to be obsolete in about 10 years.
Probably more likely because they're building all kinds of.
It's been there for what? 20 plus years now already?
Well, you see all the stuff they're doing?
Yeah. Wells Fargo? Yeah. What was it? Was Core State Center first?
First Union.
Actually, before it was anything, it was Spectrum 2.
Spectrum was torn down first.
No, no, but the original name of that was Spectrum 2. That was the original first name of that arena.
I thought it was the First Union Center because I had got here, and that was the bank I was with.
That was one of the names. It was Spectrum 2,
okay.
Core State Center.
Mm-hmm. It was First Union.
Yeah. First Union. Wells Fargo.
No, it was Wachovia.
It had like five different names.
Yeah, because Wachovia, First Union.
And aren't those contracts usually 4 to 5 years?
It depends on.
I think it's like 20 years. I'll look at that.
It's got to be 20 plus years then.
If they stop paying, then you take their name.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they can. I don't know how they. I don't know if they amortize those payments over a period. I'd be like this. Yo, if you're a bank, give me that shit now.
August 31st, 1996.
Wow, ooh. almost 25 years.
That was my first rookie camp.
Really?
Rookie training camp. Myself and Dawkins and Jermaine Mayberry.
It's the ninth largest indoor arena in the country.
He's got a...
What's that?
It's the ninth largest indoor arena in the country.
Oh, the ninth. And I have the fourth largest dick in this room. Great fucking knowledge, Rob. Anyway, moving on from... Does anybody want to talk about hockey in any way, shape, or form?
No, I think we did enough of that.
All right, good. Good to see Pops back in here. Pops,
yeah,
how you doing?
Pretty good.
Joined us. Pops was taking care of his kid. I believe you had to take him home or something?
Drop him off in South Philly.
Okay. Yeah. So good to hear and see you over here. What do you... I'd like to talk a little Sixers.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right,
it's good time.
You heard about the story that came out?
What story?
Well, yeah.
You heard about it?
No.
The long drawn out story. Well, it's not really long drawn out. Well, first you had to wake up at 3 a.m. when one of the powers that be from the Sixers says that a story that some guy wrote is a steaming pile of
shit.
Yeah. So nobody was paying attention to the story. So then you go to the story, and the story talks about when they brought Bruce Bowen in here to talk to the team, and apparently him and Embiid was about to get into an altercation. they brought Bruce Bowen in to give a team a pep talk, but it was so scripted that Embiid
called him out.
He kept telling Embiid that he wasn't scared of him. I was like, I'm thinking to myself, you fucking should be. You sucked.
Right.
It's like, but so then you go from there to I guess Elton Brand wanted to trade Ben Simmons because he said he wasn't fit for the playoffs. Brett Brown said no. Then the first time Brett Brown has ever cussed him out was his past game at halftime. And it was some other – when Ben Simmons was down in Orlando, that wasn't a stomach virus. He was hungover because he was out.
If we're going to talk three or four different fucking stories.
It was a whole story.
Oh, that was
the whole story? That was the whole story. It was all one article.
Just like the Joe Sanquito article.
Yeah.
Just like that article, there's no sources. It's not you can't back it up. It's just this guy said, I have sources. This is what I heard.
Okay, so far this story sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. The only part that they can't substantiate is when Bruce Bowen came. It went under the rug because the Eagles was in a playoff run because it did happen, and they wrote a whole big story on it. So we kind
of
missed
65 seconds of this show will never get back. 68.
Sorry about that.
69.
Bruce Bowen is nobody.
Go ahead.
It's kind of like when Michigan State invited Kirk Cousins to give them a pep talk right before they got their asses kicked by Texas Tech.
Right?
I'm Rick James, bitch.
What? The five fingers. Say to the face.
Slap.
Slap.
I mean, it was a very nice game. They had just beat Duke. Mm-hmm. They had just upset Duke or whatever. And then they come out to Texas Tech and lay an egg. It was hilarious.
Epic.
Okay, so back to the Sixers.
Okay.
All right, real quick, let's talk about what they did wrong and then talk about what they did right.
Okay.
Game one, obviously they didn't come out with any bit of fire.
No, not at all.
Zero. And I'm not going to lie, I like it when a player calls a fan base out. It's Philly. We are who we are.
Yeah.
But you know what? Call us out and then come back and do what you did.
Right.
All right. I think this game on Monday, the game that took place on Monday, might have been the catalyst for what takes them deep in this playoffs.
So the wake up call?
Well, it was, hey, you know what? We're not just going to come out and fucking beat you.
Right.
We're going to beat you down.
Okay. Yeah.
And hard. And the only reason why Brooklyn had 120 some points
right.
is because they got the ball back so fucking often after buckets kept going in left and right for the Sixers. What was that, 146 or 148?
You know,
146.
You know, 146. You guys know what was the best thing about that entire game?
The 51 points?
No, Joel Embiid not shooting a single fucking three.
How long have we been saying it? You have between Butler, Harris, and
Scott
and Redick.
I like Mike Scott.
I do like Mike Scott. Yeah. I think he's a baller. You know, he doesn't get a lot of time, so he doesn't get a lot of points. But on another team, another bad team, he's putting up 15 or 16 a night.
Yeah, he's got a good three-pointer, but he did have to play a bunch on the first game, which kind of exposed him because J.J. Redick was in foul trouble. And he came up small. They were all over us in the first game.
I like that Ben finally played the way he should play
mm-hmm.
with that fire. That's how you should play every game.
Say to the face.
What? Slap. Never gets old. Never gets old.
Never ever.
Rest in peace, Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy.
I don't think Brooklyn stands now. I don't think they win another game.
No, they should win. Well, I thought they'd sweep, but they should win this in five.
Like I said, like five.
Yeah.
Said five, maybe six.
But but it's weird to think that I wouldn't have thought, unless it happened the way it did, that they would win four in a row. Mm. Now I don't think.
I don't know. You know what? I still don't know. It's going to be one of the things.
They're shooting a lot of threes.
They're shooting a lot of threes. So.
Brooklyn is, and it's like they're going in. That's the scary part about it.
Yeah.
Like they got a couple of and ones, and they realize that Ben Simmons, of course, is not going to. Defend on the pick and roll,
right.
And neither is the other 7 foot guy that we have.
Boban.
Yeah, he played pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Anybody else want to talk anything other basketball teams in the playoffs? Does anybody give a shit?
No.
Well, how about Orlando beating Toronto in the first game?
Ooh, was Markel Fultz a part of it?
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
No, he had a nice jacket.
He was
on.
At Disney World.
And the Clippers come back from 31 points on Golden State.
Oh, that was fucking great.
And then Boogie Cousins tearing his leg up.
Oh, it's quiet.
You can see it happening though.
Yeah.
When he was running, when they slow down, you can see the muscle
really? The short burst kind of got the best of them.
Yeah.
It's been entertaining. I mean, anytime you get somebody to come in and make Golden State look
bad.
Human.
Yeah.
You know. I still don't know. Anybody's predictions right now for who wins it?
No, not now.
Not now.
It was Golden State, but I don't know now.
Yeah.
Still think
Houston has a chance?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see.
You know who looks good, though? Portland looks good the first two games.
Yeah, but that's against a Portland, OKC team. It's not really. Yeah.
Does anybody have any faith in Denver?
No.
Not really.
They should be down 0-2. They came back. They were down 19.
Yeah.
I kind of root for Denver a little bit, only because big listener of the show, head of scouting for the Denver Nuggets, is a big fan of the program. He used to run a scouting service here in Philly. He used to call into the show and sing the
Roger
Show theme
song. Used to run a scouting service like escorts?
No, scouting place.
I mean, because I could be a part of that.
Jim Clifford, scouting for the Denver Nuggets. Good guy.
You just like anything that has anything to do with Colorado because people smoke there.
4-2-0 is coming up.
But okay.
4-2-0.
Oh, it's coming up.
Yeah.
Everybody, just so you know, we have to do something nice for Connie. That's her birthday.
Okay, cool. She's got a bunch of weed. She'll happen. She'll like that.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe I'll get her a Rice Krispie treat.
I'll bake her a cake. Really Howls can jump out of the cake.
Oh, I'm not jumping out of the cake. I'm a man.
You guys just
I don't
hit,
be there
just hit
that.
Level 12 creep factor.
Yeah,
with
yeah
your,
I don't want to be there.
I passed that years ago.
The Rice Krispie treat? He is the creep
no,
factor.
No, it wasn't. It was, maybe I'll bake her a Rice Krispie treat. It was, maybe I'll bake her a Rice Krispie treat.
But it's a good kind.
Where's Rex when you need him for the creepy?
Yeah, really? I'll get a high school with you.
I don't have the button. It's not hooked up. I'll play it in our next show.
All right, moving on. I do want to talk a little bit before we go to break, and then we're going to come back and talk Phillies,
okay,
Eagles, draft, and wrap up the show.
Okay.
Because later on the Rob V Show.
Tenderness is happening?
Huh?
Tenderness is happening?
Yes, tenderness is happening. There's the title of the show.
There you go.
Tenderness is happening. We have Penthouse Pet of the Month, Emily Addison.
Yes, sir.
In studio live. Yes, look up 10th floor, American Lofts building. We'll see if we can get her to turn around and show her boobies to the world.
Show her thingies.
But I don't want her to turn around. I want her to look front this entire time.
I like Vicky Valancourt, too.
She showed me her boobies, and I like them, too.
We'll pick her up on a tractor.
And alligators are ornery because of the Abdullah Blangada.
And that was on last night. That's all we talked about.
It is an every time watch, anytime
exactly.
It's on. I couldn't give one flying fuck about anything else that's on, including sports, even though if it's an Eagles game or something, and I'm not turning off the TV to look for Waterboy. But anything else, Waterboy's on. He did it. Rob, nice call on the Tiger Woods thing. Let's talk Masters, baby, because I got to be honest with you. When he first went to shit, and you heard of all the girls he was banging. Here's the thing. You know, everybody knows I've been a player for quite some time. But every time I've been dating somebody or actually considered myself dating somebody, you know, like with Sally, you know, I was completely faithful, and that's always been the case. I've never really understood why you want to get married if, in fact, you have to put your dick somewhere else.
Hey, so, I mean, shit happens. I mean, I'm going to be honest
Pops
with you.
We're really rubbing up on Pops.
Hold on a second. 6:55, Rob, make sure you edit that one out.
Yeah,
that's your show.
I
gotta,
I can't edit anything, Pops, just so you know.
Like, normally, this would be for Rob's show. I know the wife ain't listening, so I can get away with this one. But I don't know. You might have got tired of it. I mean, that's the only thing.
This is true. Okay, but if you're tired of it,
divorce it.
Get rid of it.
Yeah. It's cheaper to keep her.
I could make a racial joke right there, but I will not.
Look at that. It's like 10 years.
You don't have to. Everybody knows.
A 12 year hiatus.
Well, when that first happened, I became anti Tiger. I was angry with him, just like everybody else, because I'm like, this is where we're not interrupting anymore, and you'll get it, because I know you. I can see your map moving like this, ready for the punch,
ready for the strike.
Yep. But I turned. Mm-hmm. I turned because I wanted to see somebody who's obviously had an extreme amount of mental adversity. Okay, which he may have brought on his own, but all of us do that, huh?
His dad.
Whatever.
Not his dad dying, but his dad got him the way the womanizing and gallivanting and stuff. His dad, everybody knew that, and when everybody knew that already about Tiger.
How do you not know it when he's throwing his fucking meat in every freezer that walks the earth? Okay,
take that.
Yeah, take that.
Hole in one.
But as he started to come back,
right.
As he started to nurse himself back and his back to health. It's a story. Mm-hmm. And it's great for golf, and it's great for all sports.
Well,
I believe it's great for all sports in general just because it is a story of adversity.
I feel like it's a human story because a lot of people don't know that his dad is really the one who got him into the womanizing and stuff. And a lot of people don't know that. It's that like his dad is notorious around all the clubhouses, but he never got in trouble or anything because he always paid. So his dad really got him into that, and for him to come away from that and to, you know, and to still be okay and to come to this point, that's the human part of the human element of it. He's just not a rich guy or a wealthy guy. He's an actual human being. So
right.
And to see him
overcome, he's not a machine.
Yeah, and to see him overcome, and then you go back to all the fuck sticks that were basically telling him he needed to retire. All this, and him still persevering and getting to that was the part that I loved.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was just amazing. The outpour of people was like, oh, my God, it's like it was the worst thing you ever did. I'm not condoning cheating or anything like that, but people act like he was the first person to ever cheat.
No, exactly. I mean, the problem exists, and you all and everybody knows it. It's the paparazzi. He's got to be, people want him to fail.
Yeah.
And I never, that's never what you want to see out of anybody.
Yeah, exactly. part of it was that, and I mean, I didn't care either way. I just wanted him to perform. Kind of like if you take a Viagra, you wanted to do what you do. Get in, get out,
See how Pops has opened up the last 3 months, his shell?
I do like this. I do like this.
And it just, and it just basically depends for every individual. I guess one of the things I did notice is that I did hear a commentator one time say that he's more acceptive of people because they said he was kind of like a dick before he got caught.
Yeah.
But now it's like he's more welcome to him. Kind of like, prime example, the guy that had the T-shirt on with a mugshot of Tiger Woods.
I didn't see
that.
Yeah, he had a shirt that was made. It looked like a homemade shirt.
Yeah.
But it was it was like everything just stopped and flashed right on him. And as Tiger walked by, he stopped and looked at it and kind of laughed.
Right.
He kept going. He's more acceptive of the crowd, not just the accolades that come along with it.
Talk on the mic for me, would you? There you go.
That's a little better.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
All right.
We're gonna get better mics in here next week.
I think you just have to talk on them. It's just they're bellowing mics. You have to get in there good.
This stand doesn't work so well for you guys because fucking.
I like to move.
All right, felt good.
That was Booger.
Wait, what's that fucking line with the Asian dude on the tricycle?
Toshi.
And he had, what did he say?
Yeah,
are you okay, Toshi? I'm fucking great.
That was a classic.
Oh, hip high.
Revenge of the Nerds bike race. Let's see what comes up here.
That's the song that plays in my head every time he's driving around on a tricycle.
Hold on, let me see if I get it.
It's just a pile.
The object of the race is to complete 20 laps around the track while stopping every lap for a mandatory pit stop, at which time the driver will chug a beer.
Doesn't have a fucking chance, nerd.
Thank you. Good luck to you too, bud.
Fuck off.
Start your engines.
You don't stand a chance, nerd. Thank you. Thank you. Good luck to you, sir. Fuck off. I gotta get to the end.
This is trichloromethylene. It counters all effects of alcohol in your system.
They put it on his nose.
Come on, come on, Danny. Come on, buddy. You got him. Pick his head. Go, 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 go.
Yes, we are doing this on the Sports Blizzard right now because it is entertaining. Everybody knows the scene. You can see Toshi riding the bike like he's humping a... Okay, here we go.
You feeling okay, Sashiro?
Oh, fucking great.
That was worth the wait.
That's it. That's all I was looking for. You all right, Tashiro? Oh, fucking great. Oh, God. Who else performed well? It was good to see Tony Finau. Actually, we performed well as a team.
Yeah.
Of the 18 golfers that we selected in our DraftKings,
yeah,
we only had one who missed the cut.
Yeah.
Only one.
Damn.
And Sergio Garcia. Yeah. Believe that.
You know what? The jacked, they weren't that jacked up. I found myself waking up looking at turning the TV to golf.
Right?
I was like,
why wouldn't you?
I was like, the wide world of sports. Hell yeah.
I used to love when that dude crashed on the ski jump.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, man.
And the agony of defeat. Yeah, Tony Finau played really well. Patrick Cantlay. Reminds me of Rob.
Can't lay.
It's okay. It's okay. Francesco Molinari.
Wow.
Yeah, it was an interesting storyline as he was a caddy for his brother when his brother was an amateur player at Augusta.
Okay.
So and he's been a good golfer for. Did you ever notice something about these guys? Have you ever been to a golf tournament?
Yeah, I've been to a few.
I haven't.
Do you know most of them are midgets?
Oh, wow.
I never paid attention to that.
They are literally 5'8 or shorter.
Did you mention John Daly is short?
All of them are.
Yeah.
I mean, there's obviously like Dustin Johnson and Tiger and Phil. You know, there's and Tony Finau. You know, you can see the long, lanky guys. But you look at some of these guys and you go, oh, my God, they look short. No, they are.
Yeah.
And they're smashing the ball 320,
I know.
340. It's kind of crazy. But, it's good to it's good to see the game of golf. Now you have all the players, like your Rory McIlroy, your Jordan Spieth, your Ricky Fowler, your Patrick Reed. This is a draft class that came out growing up watching
Tiger,
and now he's playing back to their level and better. It is going to be a hell of a season.
Yeah,
a hell of a season for golf. And I'm not going to lie, man. I am looking so forward to making our picks again. We just won't be doing it this week.
What's the next one?
Yeah. I think it's a good idea right now.
Take a little break.
Take a little break. I think some tenderness has arrived.
Has arrived.
Yeah. We are going to be back on the Sports Blizzard right after this. All right, EJ bringing us back from break on his final tour ever. Decided he finally wants to hang out with his kids, and I think they're all like 40 years old. So, makes a whole lot of fucking sense, Elton. Good work. The Sports Blizzard is brought to you by Miller Lite, Yards Brewery. That's a free one for you, Frank. We got to talk again this week. Stateside Vodka distilled right here in beautiful Fishtown, Philadelphia. Bucks County Baseball Company. David Dodge Chrysler Jeep and our good friend Mike McVeigh over there. Yes, Mike McVeigh at David Dodge Chrysler Jeep. Not to be formally known as something else. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, do not forget about Delilah's and all the beautiful women there. However, they're all getting trumped by what we have sitting on the fucking couch right now.
Pretty much.
Woo, tenderness.
Tenderness.
And if it gets a little creepy, don't worry. It's going to get creepier.
Hell yes.
Don't forget about our good friends in Manayunk Bourbon Blue, the Bayou Cactus, the Manayunk Sport and Social Club, and all City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Lugan Square, and Market East. Chris Sack, do you remember the number, you son of a bitch?
Do you know your own studio number?
Call in. I don't remember. I didn't use it for 4 months.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, yeah.
That's some things you just like
he was out of the country for 4 months while I did the show.
Why I did the show. While I did the show.
With Hollis and Pops.
What a selfish son of a bitch.
Oh, stop it.
God.
You are a bit of glory.
Chris Sack, 484-429-9983. Call in, man. We need our Phillies correspondent, our official Sports Blizzard Phillies correspondent.
Little Chris.
Hey, Hollis. Scott Kingery.
Guess what?
Your Chris phone's ringing.
Guess what?
It's plugged in.
It's not working.
Scott Kingery is doing
well. Damn it. Hold on a second. Is that you, Chris?
Yes, it is.
The
phones work.
Way to go.
Woo! Doggy.
Abracadabra.
How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. I'm happy you're not in Costa Rica anymore, and I'm sitting here talking to myself.
We're not happy.
Well, that's because Rob doesn't know how to reach out to you and say, hey, Chris, come on, call in. But that's okay.
I got to worry about 2 shows while you were gone.
Oh. Hold on. One and the other. The only thing you have to worry about when you do 2 shows together is how much fucking alcohol you drink.
Jeez.
I'm a broadcast journalist.
Yep. And the only professional one in this place, because that conversation in the green room went to shit in about 30 seconds.
Yes, it did.
we'll talk about that when we get to the next show.
This is how you shut them up, though. Do you have a credential to the Phillies?
Ooh.
You only have one because you're a formal Eagles great. That's why you have it.
Hold on a second. First of all,
yes.
I'm not going to listen to you abuse anymore. If I don't have a fucking jersey in this place
I got
of yours.
Waiting. I have a jersey waiting
for you. Waiting for what?
Waiting
for you to throw it in the corner again?
Waiting for you.
Bring it.
All right, I'll bring it.
Come on, man. I have a picture of Uncle Fester
I got you covered. I know exactly the one I'm going to give you.
Chris.
Yes, sir.
Tell us what you think right now. into the first 3 weeks of baseball season. Tell us what you think about the Phillies. Tell us what you think about pitching. Why are Kimbrel and I just saw that the other day.
The other guy.
They're still unsigned.
Too much money.
We've got money to pay for that. Well, anyway.
I guess I'll start it off with Keuchel and Kimbrel.
Yeah.
It starts off because the asking price is too high.
Right.
The Phillies only have maybe about, I think I saw a number the other day, they have about $18 million in flexibility for this season as far as what they can spend before they go into the luxury tax. Now, none of us want to hear that because I think we all can see that this team is ready to win now. 11-6, they just came off taking 2 out of 3 against the Mets. Really, they should have swept them because the other night still pisses me off. But we will dabble in the Monday night's debacle. So I look at it as this. I think Keuchel and Kimbrel are going to sit there for as long as they can possibly do so. The Phillies right now, they're not even interested in Keuchel. I saw a report earlier today that they're interested in Mike Minor, the left-handed ace with the Texas Rangers. They've already expressed strong interest in him. He comes at a cheaper price tag, which is $9.5 million for this season and for next. So
that's not bad at all.
For 2 years. Not bad at all. Plus, at the same time, it allows you payroll flexibility to where later on you can upgrade the bullpen, closer to the trade deadline if need be, especially with Robertson going down with the elbow issue. So I don't expect the Phillies to dabble into the market unless their prices significantly decrease. Keuchel was looking for something. If he was going to sign a one-year deal, he wanted to do more than the 17.8 qualifying offer that the Astros extended to him, which he did not sign. And now he's probably looking for something around that or more than that. That way he can compensate himself for this season and go back into free agency next year.
Chris, hang on. Hollis,
no, go ahead.
Hollis wants to add something here.
I just want to ask you about Kimbrel. You think his asking price is too high maybe because of his implode at the end of last season?
Hollis, you're correct. I think it's way too high for a guy. Now, listen, he's on pace to be in that. Like, if he's closing every season for the next 5-6 years and he's saving about 40 games a year, he's going to get himself into Trevor Hoffman, Mariano Rivera territory with saves.
Right.
The thing is, though, is in the postseason, he was abysmal. And when you are the closer of a team and they bring out Chris Sale to close out the World Series, what does that say about you? So I look at it, I think he went in there thinking he was going to get 5 years and $100 million. Well, now you're being humbled a little bit here. You need to sign something. I mean, what are you going to do, sit out the whole season?
Boom. That was pretty much what I was thinking.
I don't know. Ask Le'Veon Bell.
Well, Le'Veon Bell was in a different situation.
I let you guys talk about football, even though you guys know how much.
Oh my God! I got
to
be honest with you. There's fucking nobody in this room that knows anything about football.
Yeah, none of us.
No, nobody.
I don't believe that with Tank.
But with the Kimbrel thing, it was like with the epic implode. You would think that he would have the wherewithal to know to bring his price down because he was asking. First, it was about 6 years, and then it's like he was asked for 3 years, $45 million. Now that's still too high.
Rob, what'd you have to say?
No, it's what he just said. He's asking 3 years, $45 million.
Yeah, but that's still too high for him. He stuck up the joint at the end of last year.
Yeah,
I don't really think. I really don't think a 3 year, $45 million contract is too much. I mean, the guy has a long track record and a long history, and yeah, he had a bad postseason last year. But I mean, Brad Lidge, that was a deal that we gave to him. You know, right around, I think it was 3 years, 36, 3 years, 45. Like we gave to him, and that was, you know, before he won the World Series, it was during the course of it when he signed that 3 year extension. Now we're looking at 10 years later, you know, prices do go up, the market does go up. So to expect 3 years, $45 million for a guy like Kimbrel is honestly not that bad of a deal.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Interesting.
Makes sense. All right, moving on to the Phils. Break it down.
They're fun to watch, they're exciting. The ballpark is filled with life and energy again.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
Earlier that they've increased attendance by 12,000 per game so far this season, and Harper has not even gone off yet. The guy has reached base every single game that he's been here, so his on base percentage is top notch. But he's back down around 260, and he still is, you know, right around that, what, the four home runs, 9 IBR mark.
Let's all remember what Bryce Harper does in this lineup, regardless of what Bryce Harper does individually.
Everybody else pitches.
Segura becomes a better hitter. Hoskins becomes a better hitter, or whatever derivation of the lineup that
Markel?
Fucking weird ass shit they had last night, where Markel? They smacked 10 runs in the first inning.
They're second in the National League in runs scored, and Harper hasn't even gone off yet.
Nope.
What does that say about the firepower in this lineup? When you have a guy like McCutchen leading off, and you have Segura in the two-hole, they're the two most ideal people for those two spots. I know we talked about it a few months ago when we were all sitting there, you know, whining, bitching, complaining about the fact that we didn't have Harper or Machado yet. And I told you guys, if they get one of those guys, it balances out the whole rest of the lineup. It makes everybody else better, especially after they got Real Muto, too.
Ooh,
and you saw last night the reason why they got him.
Yeah.
We finally started showing five RBIs, two doubles.
Some promise. You know what else is beautiful to watch? It's just watching a pure hitter like Segura.
Oh, yeah.
Like last night in that first inning when he sent that pitch that was a little outside sailing off the wall in right field.
Man.
That was a pure line drive that literally went 330 feet and maybe 15 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
At its highest.
That's
peak.
The beautiful thing about Segura. Like Segura, he is not a slap hitter per se. That's not his like expertise, but he will slap hit. He had one, I know the one you're talking about off the wall that he hit, but he had a bases-clearing double or triple during the first week of the season where he slapped it right down, right over the first base bag. I mean, the guy is a professional hitter. It's just, you can't...
His average is almost, what, 335, 340 right now?
He's right around there.
He's
an on-base machine. And a guy like McCutchen gets on, and you can move him over. McCutchen had the triple the other night, and then all of a sudden he comes up there and he hits the game winning home run in the 14th inning. And then you know guys like Kingery, they're stepping up, you know, because you have
Kazar
struggling. And,
who'd you just say there? Say that again.
Kingery.
House. Scott Kingery's killing it.
Did you tell him when he started killing?
Oh yeah, when you talked to him.
Exactly.
Hold on a second. Scott Kingery has beautiful hair.
Yes, beautiful flowing.
Beautiful mane. Flowing.
Beautiful flowing.
I'm yelling.
I just got a look from our guest on the couch. Thank you, by the way, Emily. That was a great look. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm not with these guys. I'm a straight shooter, baby.
Here's my number. Here's a dime. Call the tank anytime.
Here we go. What else? What else do you want to talk about real quick? Because we're going to move on to the draft and the Eagles for about 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
We're going to call it a day. But
I appreciate you guys having me on. I just wanted to throw the plug out there again. We're going to be in Pittsburgh, July 19th.
Yes, sir.
It's like you need me to throw that plug in there again, right, Glenn?
I love it. Anytime you do it, I'll take the business all day long, sir.
Absolutely. So, my room is full. We're ready to rock, ready to roll. We're going to be leaving that Friday morning, heading out there for the weekend and partying up with you guys. And it's going to be a good time, and look forward to seeing everybody else out there. But in the meantime, anytime you need me on the show, just give me a call.
Brother, we're going to talk to you every week. Every week, just plan on it. As long as you can pull away from fatherly duties, we'll have you.
I have my 6-week-old laying on top of me sleeping as we speak. And the other one, Jacob is trouncing around here, wreaking havoc on mommy. So
attaboy.
I think I should go give her a reprieve.
Awesome. Hey, brother, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for calling in.
Anytime, brother. Take it easy, guys. Have a good night.
All right, Chris.
Gentlemen, draft.
Yes, draft.
Right. Start talking.
What do you think we need? I'm gonna start with what I would like, a middle linebacker. To start off, I would like a middle linebacker.
That would be nice.
With the first pick, I think we should go either if one of the Devons are there, then I would take one of those guys at linebacker. But we probably go draft either a defense. More likely, it's going to be a defensive lineman. What you guys think?
defensive tackle, offensive lineman, I'm fine with in the first round.
Right.
But I told you, my sleeper in the fourth round, our boy from Temple.
Yeah.
That's the tailback I want. You can get him in the fourth round. I love this kid. He does it all. That's who I want.
Yeah.
But I think they'll go offensive or defensive tackle in the first round.
I think they go defensive tackle.
Because isn't a real deep defensive tackle?
It's a deep defensive tackle, Jeff. I think it's a kid out of Miami, and I know it's a kid out of the two guys out of Clemson, and then the Oliver kid out of University of Houston, and then obviously the Devin White and Devin Bush, the middle linebackers. We are thin as hell at linebacker.
Yeah, I like Bush.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, Hollis. Don't we typically, when we do our defense, our base scheme only have one linebacker out there?
The base scheme is a middle linebacker, outside linebacker, and a Sam linebacker.
But when we come out, don't we use more DBs than anything else?
Mm-hmm. It depends on what the offense uses.
Yeah,
but we don't really have a middle linebacker for when we get to the playoffs.
Okay,
when things start to get heavy and they can't throw the ball 50 or 60 times a game, or 40 times a game, and they're running Doggy, and you stuck a DB out there to play middle linebacker, just tell the people behind him to look out because he's going to be on skates.
Yeah, I'm thinking that they're going to make a trade. They may get rid of one of their picks.
Yeah.
You want to move up?
Possibly you get a person that's on the market.
Yeah, Clark.
Something popped up about Frank Clark earlier. Duke Johnson, running back out of
Duke Johnson does nothing for me.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. I was just telling you. I told you I met him. I didn't like his attitude towards his team.
Duke Johnson.
Towards which team?
I did not like that for this team. Oh. It was like one of the ones where I was like, because you see like the kid Howard. I wanted him. As soon as the season was over, I was like, we should trade for him because he was getting done bad up there in Chicago.
Getting done bad and
yeah, but Duke didn't really do anything about it though.
What you mean?
Then again, I'd be miserable too if I was in Cleveland.
That's true.
It's Cleveland, but it's like Buffalo. It's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there.
Thing. You watch your mouth about Baker Mayfield.
I didn't say I don't think the team's going to be good. I just said it's. Although when we went to Cleveland, I was surprised for the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Not a bad town. We had fun.
Yeah, it's decent.
Let's put it this way.
LeBron
was there.
Who?
LeBron.
What's he doing in the playoffs? Oh, he's not in. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
LeBron's not in.
Okay. First time in 15
pops.
Years. Oh.
He got another.
Substandard.
Coach killer. He got another coach fired.
Oh, sure.
Everywhere he goes, he's like
Luke
napalm.
Fired?
Yeah.
Luke Walker fired?
And then he got hired like 2 days later.
He got one day later.
Sacramento.
He got Luke Walton fired.
He did get Luke Walton. Everywhere he goes, he gets guys fired.
You're he got right. Luke Walton fired?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he did.
The first 2 years before he got there, didn't get Luke Walton fired?
He got him fired this year when he was there. Mm, he's running with the Lakers for a year.
Who, Luke Walton?
He told Magic to go ahead and resign, too.
I heard different rumblings about Magic, that there's some piece coming out on ESPN, some hit piece about Magic.
Yeah, but he said it's all bullshit.
I thought maybe it's coming out because he was banging the owner's daughter. That's what I thought.
Nah.
Yeah, he probably was.
Probably.
Nah,
that's how he ended up getting the AIDS anyway, banging all the chicks left and right, being in all the
white.
Orgies.
That's not white.
It was HIV. Yeah.
Sorry, HIV.
And apparently,
I forgot. I'm white, Rob. I got it wrong.
Yeah. No, it's nothing to do with you being white. Rob White. I don't know if you do that.
Well, every time we talk racial issues, you call me white.
It
Rob.
It wasn't a racial issue.
Well, I'm just saying we're talking a black person, and I'm the white person talking about it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
every time you start losing the argument, you go to color.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's
white privilege.
I don't know what it is with this guy.
Yeah, I like, you know what? I enjoy my white privilege. I try to use it as much as I can.
Trust me, we've noticed.
I know. I try to do it as much as I can, okay?
They did it. No. It was White Rob. Get him.
I didn't do it. Those two big guys over there did it.
Like, sure, we did. I was sitting over here drinking my caramel macchiato.
I was just this little white guy, and these two black gentlemen came, and they did it. I didn't do anything. I was innocent.
I don't know what you're speaking of. I was listening to my Will Smith albums, and I heard all this commotion.
Yes. We were getting jiggy with it.
La, na, 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 na.
I like how you sing. You got a good voice, you know?
Like,
so we were covering the draft. Quimby ran out of the room.
Quimby ran out of the room. Also a couple
of just like we're just us back to being ourselves again, because he was gone for 4 months.
It's also a couple of defensive backs that they kind of pop out at you. The ones
run around like a 4-2.
Yeah. But there's one kid out of the, I think I want to say out of Florida, the safety out of Florida. I can't think of his name. I think he would be good like a second or third round pick.
Oh, yeah. You know what we should do? I want to take Mel Kiper's first 25 picks that he says that the teams are going to get, and how many of them he's wrong with.
Is it him now, or is it Bucky? Is it Bucky Brooks?
Bucky Brooks, Ty Bichette.
I just want Mel Kiper's picks Kiper to see how many times he's wrong.
He's the longest. He's the one who always gets into.
He's normally pretty wrong.
He's always wrong. Wars. None of these guys know what these unless maybe the first two picks. I know you have no clue what teams are doing.
No, you really don't.
They're not going to tell you.
They normally don't tell you because they don't want the other teams to guess. You know,
like the Eagles in 1996. They weren't going to listen. We're not going to draft this kid Hollis Thomas out of St. Louis. We're going to get him as
I didn't get drafted.
I know. That's what I mean. They're not going to tell you. You should have got drafted, though. And then you earned your way on the team and became an Eagles great.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
And now he's here doing two programs with us. So the thing with Mel Kiper, I want to do a whole list about that. But I know the guy you love, the receiver, the kid from Iowa State. You were telling me about him a couple weeks ago.
Butler.
Is that the kid you're all on?
Butler and running back Montgomery.
Okay.
Is the tight end good?
They got the Iowa tight end going in the top 10.
Yeah.
When can we? You know, on the draft, they have an Eagle come up and do a pick.
Uh-huh.
When we get Hollis to do it?
Because I wasn't drafted, so they never think of me.
That's bullshit.
I'm actually at the Eagles party on the 25th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think you can sneak me in?
Not really. It's a VIP event there.
Hold on, I'm not a VIP yet.
They're paying me. I don't.
Oh, they're paying. Okay, they're paying you. Sorry,
it's like, no. Don't make dollars. You know.
Well, they can if it costs. It means you have to be paid. They can pay me to go with you.
I don't know what they'll get out of that, but okay.
Hollis, you're supposed to help me out here.
Come I am helping you out.
He's trying to keep you from getting let down.
Yeah, I didn't want the big letdown.
Letdown?
Yeah, the big letdown.
Yeah. Well, I'm just putting that out there. That's all. I know. Everyone's staring at our guest. I know.
Yeah, we were staring at her. What you think? We were staring at you?
No one's staring at me.
I hope not.
We guys.
We're here on the Sports Blizzard. Quimby has disappeared. As usual, Pops Hollis and Rob Valivas are steering the ship for you as we come down the home stretch here on the Sports Blizzard.
Hell yeah.
And, of course, no Mike Diaz.
Who?
I don't have my soundboard's not hooked up to the next show, but I can't hit my button. I would have the Mike Diaz sound. Fuck Diaz. He's not here. Ooh. He was on his other show last night.
Ooh, you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We was watching the basketball game.
No, I see. I'm just trying to take over here. So the draft, anything else you want to cover besides the draft?
Not really. Just that we had a couple of unnecessary press conferences yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, one with Howie telling us he's going to pick the best available player. The second with them telling us, we've got the 2026 All-Star Game.
That's because the mayor's in the middle of his campaign to save his job.
I thought it was because one of the owners is teetering on the edge of something going on.
But Bill Giles? I think it's Bill Giles.
Yeah.
I know he's sick, but I thought they did it because the mayor.
Because they said he never asked for anything. So
okay.
He wanted to do it on the 100th anniversary, that is.
No, it's the 200th anniversary of our great country.
And it'll be the what anniversary of baseball?
250th anniversary. Yeah. Well, this year it's the 150th anniversary of baseball.
Yeah. You know whose birthday it is today, though, don't you?
You're going to tell me.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you in a second here.
Where are your notes? He's got notes today.
Yeah. I mean, I always have notes. I just rarely bring them. You know who Alexander Cartwright is?
I don't know. Who's Alexander Cartwright?
Alexander Cartwright. He invented modern baseball.
Look at that.
You're supposed to know that.
1820.
I should know that.
It's supposed to be our baseball
game. 1820.
Okay.
I thought you would know. Oh, in other news, Jalen Mills.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jalen Mills beat somebody's ass. We forgot to talk about that.
Whooped him like cornbread batter.
What do you think the fight was over, Hollis?
I already know the fight was over.
Oh, you know? How do you know? You read it?
So apparently.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
So apparently the guy comes over to him and tell him he's not wanted or welcome or belong in D.C. because he works in Philly.
Okay.
So I guess a fight ensued or an assault.
Did Jalen Mills beat his ass?
Yeah.
Good. Whipped him like cornbread.
It turns out that the guy is actually a scrub. So
and now they're not taking his contract.
Yeah.
They're not renewing his contract.
Yeah, he was like, he wasn't averaging a lot of minutes or time and money at that. Mm-hmm. And now they got him out of here.
We're talking about the Jalen Mills fight.
I was wondering if that was going to make the show.
Yeah, was
sorry about that, guys.
About time on something.
That's right, you missed it. We covered,
right?
We covered the draft, okay. And then we were talking about Jalen Mills beating the Washington Wizards' ass.
Yeah. I gotcha. All right.
Sweet.
Well, what else do we want to discuss, or we...
We're pretty much done. You missed it all. Way to go. Thanks.
Well, all right.
Thanks, thanks for being here for us.
Taking care of Green Bay. Taking care of Green Bay.
Oh, yes, I know.
Anything anybody wants to get off their chest? Mm. Emily, anything you want to put on your chest?
In 1937, Daffy Duck.
Jesus Christ, here we go.
Today's Daffy Duck's birthday. What? Tex Avery and Bob Clampett created Daffy Duck.
What happened?
Tex Avery and Bob Clampett created Daffy Duck in 1937. Ooh. On this day to go with Porky Pig.
I love you.
Thank you.
I'm just going to
say. I love you guys.
Did you want to get that off your chest?
Well, no, it's one more thing I want to get off my chest.
Oh, I got you.
1964.
Oh, God.
The car gods looked upon us and said, we're going to grace you with the Ford Mustang.
Oh.
First,
I was about to say, Emily Addison's going to be born soon, and the world gets to look at that for the last 25 years.
The Ford Mustang was $2,368 for the base model in 1964. It was introduced today, formally.
Hold on a second. Next time you do that, okay?
No, boom. No, it's not. It's like,
and boom goes
and
the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite. I'll be here all week.
Attaboy, try the veal. Pops, what do you got?
Nothing. I'm good.
All right. You sure?
Yeah.
You've had a lot all day. I'm surprised you don't want to get anything off your chest.
Yeah. I'm not in particular. I'm feeling pretty good.
Attaboy. All right.
Yeah. Feeling pretty good.
Rob.
Just Scott Kingery. Keep him in the lineup. That's it. Right, House? Keep him in the lineup.
He should be starting.
He's killing it.
He's killing it.
That's why I should be running the Phillies.
Oh, that's great. Getting anything off my chest? Yes. WIP, good luck with your trips this year.
Shots fired.
Everybody, thanks for listening to the Sports Blizzard for episode 26. We will see you next week.